Welcome to another edition of the Go Knows Podcast. I'm your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is July the 7th, 2020. I got about five different segments here for this episode. I hope you enjoy it. I'm going in a different direction today with my first two non-Florida State segments. In the first one, it's going to sound kind of corny, but it is what it is. It's just something I thought of. All right. Three wishes. What would you do if you had three wishes? You could do anything in the world. Wow. Probably wish I was never born. No, I'm just playing. I don't know, man. I don't want to be like a trillionaire or nothing like that, but having like a black card with just an unlimited, untraceable amount of money, that would be perfect. So we'll just knock the money thing out of the way real quick. All right. Second wish would probably be that disease and just famine and just any type of things like that were just non-existent. All human beings live to be 100 years old. At 100, you never age. All right, well, you go from, we'll say, birth to age 25, and you just look like you're 25 forever until you turn 100, then you die. That's fair. 100 years, that's fair, right? And so that would be my second wish. My third wish, just no pollution, no, you know, just everything was fair and even, no secret societies or none of that crap. I don't know, man, no filthy rich people. Just everything's fair. Like, not one person or one entity has all the money and all the resources, and they get to dictate to the lower class of people. So I told you it was going to be corny. So let me know what you think about that segment, man. Second segment, non-Florida State segment. My favorite muscle cars. First one is going to be the 1972 Gran Torino. All right. Always been one of my favorite cars. Made by Ford. Most Torinos were conventional cars. Generally, the most popular model was the four-door sedans. I didn't like the four-door sedans. I liked the two-door hardtops. Ford produced some of the most high performance versions of the Torino by fitting them with a large powerful engine such as the 428 7.0 liter and 429 Cobra jet engines. If I'm saying that right, I just like the car. I'm not an enthusiast where I know all this technical crap. I'm just going by the design of the car. All right. I'm not a car guy per se. I'm just telling you my favorite cars that I like. So in particular, the orange with the black stripe going down the middle. Ford Torino Cobra sports roof. That's one of my favorites. All right. Second vehicle is going to be the 1972 Chevy Nova. All right. And I had an opportunity when I was in high school to get this car. The guy, he wanted like $2,000 for it. And I got talked out of it. I'm not going to say by who, but I got talked out of it. And I was a very impressionable 16-year-old kid at the time. Actually test drove it. It ran pretty good. Just couldn't. I listened to an adult who talked me out of it, and the rest is history. But I'm trying to see if Wikipedia has anything on it. All right. They stopped making the car in 1988. Started in 1961. So that's like a lot of different models, man. But my favorite is the 72. Just a classic. Just a classic car, man. And I don't know if you would actually call these muscle cars, but I think they are. So let me know what you think about that one. And my last one, because I only did three, would have to be the 19. And I had this car. This was actually my first car, 1982 Buick Regal. And when I bought the car, I'm not going to tell y'all the whole story behind that, but basically, I was going to fix it up and never got the opportunity to do it. So just use your imagination. But this particular Regal I had was black with magenta interior, and it was a beauty, man. I was saving up to get the rims, the low joints, and because that was the thing, I wanted to get the low profiles and just hook it up. But like I said, just never got that chance. And I don't know if you would consider this car to be a muscle car, but just where I grew up, I mean, you had this car, you was the man. It was just a classic car, man. You know, especially when it was, you know, they had the one with the hood, with the little thing on the top of it and the rims. It was man. You know, some people would turn them into race cars. It was just, it's a sports car. 1982 Buick Regal Turbo. So, just an awesome car, man. All right, so let me know what you think about my three favorite vehicles. And let's get on to the Florida State stuff. Why can't Florida State get top offensive line recruits? Well, that kind of goes back. We did get Walter Jones and Trey Thomas back in the day, but we haven't really gotten the type of offensive lineman that Georgia gets or Alabama gets or Ohio State or LSU. It's I think when Jimbo Fisher took over, he really didn't put an emphasis on getting top offensive line recruits. I mean, his philosophy was just, we'll get whoever. And we, you know, my scheme is really built around quarterback, running back, and wide receivers. If I can just get those guys, I'll find some guys that can block it up. That's just what it seems to me, because I just look over the last several recruiting years of Jimbo Fisher. I mean, you just say Landon Dickerson and maybe a couple other guys that were four stars. But Landon Dickerson probably being the most SEC comparable guy that we had, and he was always injured. So, and you know, just from the very beginning of this podcast, I have emphasized the need for better recruiting at all the offensive line positions. And to my knowledge, to this day, right now, I don't think, you know, we have improved in that area. So I just don't know what the outlook is for 2020. I know we got the coronavirus going on and it's raging in Florida right now, so we don't even know if, you know, athletics in Florida is even going to be a possibility. But if it is, I just hope, you know, the offensive line can play better this year and we can get better recruiting down the road. But I don't know, man. Football begins and ends in the trenches, and that's where we need the most help. So hopefully Norvell can get it together. All right. Next Florida State segment. Can this team play hard for a complete game? And I've said this on many episodes. That's got to be the goal in year one. If Norvell can do that, he'll be, in my eyes, he'll be coach of the year. If he can get these guys, these Jimbo Fisher, these Willie Taggart guys, to play hard for 60 minutes, then he, in year one, that's you playing with house money. Because we haven't played a complete game, in my opinion, since 2016 against Michigan in the Orange Bowl. That's the last complete game that we played that we just said, we're not going to lose. We're not going to give up. We're going to play hard for the whole game. All right. That's in my opinion now. And, you know, that's that game right there is the whole essence of Florida State to me. Just guys that just go out and just play with pride and never give up. And just from that point until now, excuse me, we haven't played with that type of energy. So let me know what you think about that segment. Last segment for this episode. What would you do to see Florida State go undefeated? I wouldn't do anything drastic. I mean, I can't really think of anything within reason that I would do. I would hope, you know, them going undefeated doesn't mean that I would. You've seen people on TV doing crazy stuff like licking toilets and walking down the street naked and just doing crazy stuff. I'm not doing any of that. It doesn't mean that much to me that I'm going to put my health and, you know, being free in jeopardy. But I offer hope and, you know, my fanatic, you know, whatever to them. That's the best I can do. And if the game is on TV, I'm going to tune in and watch it. I mean, beyond that, I mean, I would say that maybe I would show up in person and watch a game, because that's pretty expensive. If they allow it this year, I mean, would I guess I would risk getting coronavirus to go see a game. I don't know. That would be something to think about, but it is what it is, man. just to see them go undefeated? Would you risk getting coronavirus? No. I don't want to. I could potentially die. So, nah, I think I'll have to take a pass on that. But something within reason, but not my life. No. So let me know what you think about that last segment. That's going to conclude this episode. It's available on YouTube. It's available on all podcast platforms. Please wear a mask. Please social distance. Thank you for listening. Be aware of your surroundings when you go out in public. And as always, go Noles.